yes. today. And our year that we are throwing it back to is 1975.
Yes.
And that is the year that the Wonder Woman TV series debuted.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
With Linda Carter.
Linda Carter, yes. Sure. Yeah.
So Wonder Woman aired for three seasons from 1975 to 1979. In 1974, ABC produced and aired a Wonder Woman TV movie that starred a tennis pro turned actress named Kathy Lee Crosby.
Okay.
The Wonder Woman of the film had little resemblance to the traditional character in either costume or abilities, and the film's ratings were described as respectable but not exactly wondrous. So ABC did not pick up the pilot.
Okay.
Warner Brothers and ABC didn't give up on the idea, though, and instead developed another TV film pilot, which aired in November of 1975. This second one was more successful and immediately led to production of the TV series.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so good. Wonder Woman was created by an American psychologist and writer William Moulton Marston and artist Harry Peter in 1941 for DC Comics. Conceived in the wake of the popularity of Superman, Marston designed his creation as counter-programming for the Man of Steel.
Oh, all right.
Wonder Woman was an instant hit with readers and became the most prominent DC comic book female superhero. After an intense talent search that included Joanna Cassidy and future Charlie's Angel star Jacqueline Smith, 23-year-old Linda Carter was chosen for the lead role. She had had a handful of minor acting roles, and she was 1972 Miss World USA.
Oh, my.
And also a Bob Hope USO cast member.
Okay.
Carter has publicly stated that on the day she got the part, she only had $25 in the bank.
Oh, my.
Yeah. She was close to returning home to Arizona when her manager informed her that she had landed the part of Wonder Woman. Carter's earnest performance greatly endeared her to both fans and critics, and as a result, she continues to be closely identified with Wonder Woman.
Oh.
Carter's performance, rooted in the character's inherent goodness, combined with a comic-accurate costume and catchy theme song, made for a depiction that was nothing less than iconic.
Iconic.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, one change from the comic book, which was later to become synonymous with the show, was the transformation of Diana Prince into Wonder Woman by spinning. Do you remember that?
Did you ever watch? Yeah, but you were doing the motion with your fingers.
She was spinning around. Now, during the filming of the pilot, producers were struggling, trying to figure out a way to show how Diana Prince became Wonder Woman when Linda Carter suggested that she just do a spin.
Spin move.
Spin around.
Spin move,
spin around a bunch, yeah. So this portrayal of the character strongly influenced the Wonder Woman comics. Most notably, that spinning transformation was incorporated into the Wonder Woman comics.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh.
The first season of Wonder Woman was a ratings hit for ABC, but the studio was having a difficult time justifying picking up the show for a second season. Because the show was a period piece, which I know you just love period pieces. They're your favorite.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
It was set
really
during
like
World
them.
War II. The studio felt that the storylines were too limiting. And because it was set in the 1940s, the sets and the clothing and the automobiles were all more expensive to produce.
It was really set in the, I didn't know that at all.
The first season, yeah. While ABC continued to make up its mind, CBS agreed to pick up the series on condition that the setting be changed from World War II to the modern day 1970s.
Yeah, that'll be
so
easy.
Quite a jump.
Yeah, yeah.
30 years there.
Yeah.
Changing the title to The New Adventures of Wonder Woman, the series was moved away from international intrigue to a more conventional police detective action type show that was more common in the 70s.
That's what I'm used to.
And Linda Carter was the only cast member whose character continued into the second and third seasons.
Oh.
The show was canceled in 1979, but if you would like to watch all the episodes, they are now streaming on Max.
On Max?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On HBO Max.
All right. I didn't know that was still around, but that's great. You picked out a record to go along with Wonder Woman, did you, Sarah?
Well, yeah, we're going to play the theme song to the show.
Oh, well, good idea. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7 and the TV theme song to Wonder Woman. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the Wonder Woman TV show, which debuted in 1975, and that's our Throwback Thursday year.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. Linda Carter only had $25 in the bank when she got the role of Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's signature spin was Linda Carter's idea.
And the Wonder Woman TV show strongly influenced the comics.
You know, it's interesting that Wonder Woman spin, that is really just so iconic, part of the whole show, the whole thing. It does make you wonder, what else were they thinking about? You know,
right.
Because Superman has the phone booth thing, and what does Superman do now? There's no phone booths around.
That's a good question.
Thank you. Well, I don't know.
Isn't he always just like wearing it underneath his clothes, his normal clothes?
Is that what he does?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't watch superhero movies, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't either. So yeah. The two of us are in the dark about this. Yeah. Let us know. 222-4000. You can text us. Let us know how Superman changes his identity. But that spin movie is just so, mm-hmm. iconic, and you're used to it now. It's hard to imagine anything else that they could come up with.
Yeah. But.
Anyway, folks want to learn more about Wonder Woman. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there. Wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Come back tomorrow 4:10.
Absolutely.
Super. We'll get to another wiki corner tomorrow here on Legends 1027. Speak into your microphone, please.
Hello.
Speak more.
This documentary that I'm is like, it's just extra fucked up because I definitely watched all these shows and I definitely never picked up on any of those things. And it's just like, there were two pedophiles on that show. Two pedophiles.
Like real pedophiles?
Like they got arrested and went to jail.
Jeez Louise.
One I think is in jail now.
Is it people I would know?
No. The one guy was like a production assistant and the other guy was...
Jeez Louise.
I don't know. But yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, it's so sad because I just remember watching all these shows and I had no idea, obviously.
Of course not.
It's like kids... I don't know.
Wait, hang on a second, sir, Beth.